Shop, everybody. That is the voice of the youth. Today, there's been acquired a lot of posts on Instagram and other social media platforms that is talking more about what we, the youth, are doing in the Republic of Ghana right now. I saw a post, I think that was last 2 weeks ago. That was a very long queue from, I think, outside the Ghana Fire Service Unit Department. There were a lot of people who wanted to join this service. But unfortunately, if you don't have money, probably, you're not going to get yourself recruited into this area. So can we basically base on this thing and say that our country is not doing anything to support we the youth? Because there is no work in the system. When you graduated from the university, even from high school, you can't find anything to do. And then, why don't you move further to entrepreneurship? Because there is no work in the community for you to do. No one is establishing anything for you to do. So probably going to be a situation whereby there will be no work for you to do because no one is establishing it. And what do you want to do? Just want to wake up one day and then just grab everything that you have and say you have a job. It can be possible. Someone must establish a business so that the person can hire you. That's how we do it. And no one is willing to do that since there has been a discrimination in our society. People are now saying that they don't have money to start a business or they don't have this to do that. But starting a business with a little capital that you have is probably going to work. Yeah. So starting a business with a low capital is probably going to work. Doesn't normally depends on the amount of money you want to spend. It simply depends on what you're selling to the people or what your business is about. See, we started from somewhere and now those who are doing business in those days are not making fortune out of it. Let's look at this example. In the olden days, people are fond of eating a rice that is made in Ghana. So probably the Ghanaian society call it the asantemon. That's what they call it. And there was a time that someone also introduced a food that is called the fried rice. That is fast food. So in the olden days, people develop a taste for that food. And nowadays, people are interested in eating fast food rather than this rice. Not just because they don't like it, but people have now developed a taste for the fried rice more than the rice that we had in the olden days. So that's how business works. You start something new and there will be a time the society will accept it to work. And when they accept it, that is where you're going to work. That's where you're going to make a lot of money from there. Don't just wait till people tell you to do something before you do it. And mostly, you shouldn't rely on the government only. Because all of us pushing into the government sector probably going to cause a load there. And when there is a load, that's call for the corruption. I hope you know that. Because all of us are willing to enter the civil service. And if you don't pay, there is no way you're going to get a chance, isn't it? Because the number of people that are needed to be recruited in any national security service are few. And let's assume almost 3,000 are going for recruitment exercise and they are only to pick only 1,000 and we are 3,000. So probably you have to pay so that you can get yourself recruited. You can just you can just wake up one day, take your things and went to the go to the fire service unit just to get yourself employed. It won't be possible. You're supposed to have some money or you're supposed to have some links. You're supposed to have a connection that can connect you into this area. So if you don't have any, you better start doing something on your own. If you start doing something, people can also benefit from it. You got all the social media tools with you. You got Instagram, you got Facebook, you got Twitter, we got WhatsApp business. We can utilize all these tools in order to establish our own business. So you can start from a small site, and when your job begins to blow or when it begins to grow, you start doing something big. All these social media platforms are there to support you to advertise your product. So you can use WhatsApp business, or you can choose to do an Instagram post on what you're doing. So you just start doing something right now. Just start with the little that you have. And Without you knowing what will happen, there will be a time it will come out successful. Because nobody in this world established a business and the person may be thinking that one day it's going to blow. No, you just start a business and with the help of God, there will be a time it's going to blow. People are going to have a love for what you're doing. And they're also going to do it. There are a lot of works out there. You can just jump into any and start doing it better. When you're doing better, there will be a time you can get a lot of money from it. You can become a YouTuber, but you have to work hard before you can do it. Because becoming a YouTuber is gonna help you to become a very famous person. You're gonna become a public figure. So you need to work hard before you can get to that area. So those who are interested in doing business, you get a lot of social media platforms to you. So you can start with WhatsApp business, get very quiet, unique tools that you can use to start your own business. It has a quick response message to people who will contact you when you're not around. So stress-free, you can start a business, you stay in your house, you sleep, or when you turn on your data or Wi-Fi, you get a lot of message, but you have already replied due to the instant message reply system in the WhatsApp business. So I think you should start doing something. You can bake something when you're into pastries. You can sell something when you love doing marketing, of course. You can do everything that you love to do. Business is always doing what you love to do. You should keep this in your mind. Don't just wake up and establish any business. No. You need to establish a business that you love to do. What you love to do most. What you love to do is what you should do as business. So if you love marketing, you should jump into that. If you love pastries, that is what you're supposed to do. Not just watch anybody, the person is doing this and that. So you must also move into that area. All people are selling pepper and tomatoes in the market. By the end of the day, those who are into this market system, who know much in it, are going to prosper in that area. You stay in that place 24/7, at the end of the day, you're going to get zero. You're going to get zero. So you should sit down and analyze yourself, try to take some notes, try to jot down some things, try to examine your life, try to know who you are first, what you are into and what you like to do before you can start any business. Don't just get up and say the voice of the Jesus said we should start business, so you are starting yours today. Think of it. You should have a very good plan for your job before you can start it. You get all the social media too, though. You can utilize this so you can start using it. So this is what I have for you today. So today we're going to talk more because we don't have anyone in our studio right now. So maybe tomorrow we're going to get a new guest who's going to help us through this challenge. We're going to talk more about what we should be doing as youth in order to get ourselves into a very better and fine future. So stay tuned. That is the voice of the youth, and I'm Daniel. So stay tuned. Bye.